Well, in Malaysia today, maybe slightly more different than 20 years ago, because the people have asked for and obtained more openness, the leadership has got to be more democratic. But even so, there need to be somebody stronger than the rest to lead the pack. Otherwise, you have a lot of cacophony and not much movement forward. You see? So you look at what we have today. Today, we had the coming together of several parties with divergent ideologies that managed, by coming together, to bring down the old government. But they are not one party. And they're not the long-term coalition that iron out all the differences, ideological differences, like the BN. You see? So they still have their core differences. And that is challenging for the leader Tun Mahathir now, you know, particularly when his party is one of the smallest in that group. Yeah. So one has got to understand. And the fact that he's been able to get this thing going speaks a lot about his leadership. He was not a man known for, you know, listening too much to other people. You know, he had ideas. He was firm in his ideas. You see? And now he's got to consult. So that's what's happening. That's the kind of leadership. For the situation, I can't see any other way. I don't think he can be dictatorial like before. I mean, break up the government, you know. This kind of government did not last in Japan. Broke up very soon. This kind of government did not last in India. They collapsed. So, they know this. The moment they took over, Indian politicians told them, Japanese politicians told them, you know. So, they got to be quite tentative, probing each other's positions on all these matters. He's very keen on having his third national car. You see? Kuan Eng said, no way. We don't have money unless done by the private sector. You said perception. You use the word perception. You see? That's what the public perceives. So there must be reason for perception. Perception does not arise out of vacuum. See? So this is where government must be aware of perceptions and government must take the corrective action and explain. Other people depend on information. That's democracy. Explain, you know. It's just a perception. The real fact is this. See? But there are times when you cannot come out too quickly, that's when, you know, all kinds of things happen. Yeah. But government servants, particularly the leading lights, the heads of departments, the KSUs, they must know how to carry themselves. I was never in the embrace of any minister. That's why I told just now. I said to Parliament, I was advisor to Tun Mahathir for 11 years on security matters. But I never bowed down to my minister. Didn't you hear me say that just now? Yeah. And I said that same thing in front of Tun Mahathir. Chandra Muzaffar on his right, Johan Jaafar on my left. I said that. People, how could, you know? Yes, but that was that. And did mother chop my head? No. They didn't chop my head. So you must know how to carry yourself. Me and the ministers, I was head department. Me and the rulers. You know, keep my proper distance and perspective. As a public servant, you are apolitical. You have to be loyal to the government of the day. What does it mean? That every government servant must understand and buy into. Not just understand, but buy into. You are loyal to the government of the day. If the opposition party or coalition, now coalition, but if an opposition party, DAP, forms the government, you've got to be loyal to DAP. But what does it mean to be loyal to the party? According to the law, if the government or the ministers don't like the law, they can change. But you abide by the law. That's a rule of law. So I told my mother, sir, the law gives me the power, not to you. Of course, you can change the law. Now they can fake everything, pictures which they can fake, you know. So it's a big problem. Having this kind of problem in the Quail, not knowing what's going on. But of course, with this technology in the hands of the public, you also have technology in the hands of government. And that's where Govind Singh, I think he controls MCMC. The police, they should have that kind of equipment, isn't it? To prevent this, to check on this, you know, to cut it short, whatever it is, you know. Because they got jammers, they got all kinds of things, you know. But of course, it shouldn't have been allowed to develop that way. But it developed that way. So now how to control it? Give the best information. So the government information service, TV, radio, you know, blah, blah, whatever it is, Bernama must behave in such a way that the people have absolute faith in them. When they come out, that's the truth. So they cannot do. Because one of the principles of propaganda is that you mean what you say and you report what happens. If there is a difference between what you say and what you do, if there is a difference between what happened and what you report, you lose your credibility. Happens one or two times and people don't believe you anymore. So they must be quite, truthful on this kind of things.